Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Mike Jones looking for something to chat about with you, my favorite loyal listeners. You know, I couldn't help but seeing the start of a new homeless encampment this morning on my way to the office. It's right at the corner of Broadway and Wabash, right next to the cyclone fence of the Patriot gas station. A couple of shopping carts, tents, a handmade toting unit of some kind, four or five people digging around looking for something to smoke or shoot up with, and always present, garbage. Was this what I wanted to talk about with my precious 3 minutes? Not really. I had something pulled from my file of ideas, and I had to put it back because this one is really on my mind and bugging me. We all know the answer to this particular squatting on a public street. Move them along to somewhere else so we don't have to look at them, as well as make a business more business-friendly from the curbside. You know, it's interesting at this point in time that we have a governor whose administration of bureaucrats has created a $750 million program called Encampment Resolution Fund, which is tasked with clearing homeless encampments from cities throughout the state of California. Well, I would ask the city of Eureka if they have applied for any of this free money. Right, yours, mine, but I know better. Seems this money is being targeted for the larger cities, a la San Jose, Los Angeles, etc. I guess Chico had a good program, but together they've been pulling and dealing with the fallout of all that fire in Paradise. But they were turned down. Seems that you have to have a solution to the problem with housing these people. The money is paid for everything from shelter beds to caseworkers to security deposits, so people living in encampments can rent apartments. Further, the directives of this resolution for cities and counties seeking funding must prove that they're either will move these encampment residents directly into permanent housing or into temporary shelters with clear pathways to permanent housing. One city in Central California used its $1.6 million to clear five encampments where 100 people were living, but it couldn't come up with enough beds for everyone, and as the people moved out of the camps, new people kept showing up. Instead of finding a place for everyone, the city ended up giving tons of people tents and moving them into sanctioned encampments. Thus, if you build it, they will come. My favorite. And so came a sentence from one of the homeless people who declined the city's shelter. The outreach worker offered her a tiny home, but the 27-year-old, who's been homeless for nearly 5 years, isn't ready to sacrifice her freedom and privacy to live in a tiny dwelling with shared bathrooms and follow the program rules. As the caseworker said, at the end of the day, it's whether somebody wants to be helped or not. Somewhere in our society's education, we have to create better citizens who can and do respect not just you and me, but better yet themselves. I'd put that number one on the curriculum, including faith in our Heavenly Father. Somewhere we need to build hope in these people, because without it, this will continue to not only tax this country, but drive us to sites we've only seen in horror movies. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.